Back at the University of Michigan Stadium, Bob Foreman again, along with defensive secondary coach Jack Harbaugh, a smiling Jack Harbaugh, 104,000 fans smiling Jack. A very unusual game because it was a come-from-behind fourth-quarter victory for Michigan. We don't have many come-from-behind victories. We usually go out in the front, a tough game. Your impressions of the game?
I think this is what Bo has been talking about all week. The caliber of football in the United States of America is very even because of the 95 scholarship athletes that you're allowed over a four-year period. Any football team on any given Saturday can come in and play this kind of football game. We expected it from them because they're that type of football team.
Well, now, Bo said that last week, and we believed him, and you had an overwhelming victory over Duke. You had the feeling all week long, though, that this Arizona football team was a better football team, perhaps, than Duke, and was going to come in here and give us a real battle. Tony Mason would have his boys up. This was going to be a big game for Tony. They came in here and Jack in the first half of this football game. It was really all Arizona.
I think they came in sky high and executed very well and took advantage of some things that we were doing on defense. And on the other hand, our team was a little bit flat. We weren't as good as we were last week. We weren't as emotional as we were last week. I think we went three consecutive Saturdays when we were sky high, and we had a little letdown, and they jumped right on top. It's a combination of them playing very, very well and our team not quite being as sharp.
As a matter of fact is, I was pointing out with Don Lund at halftime, you hardly have a turning point at the very first play of a game, but on Clayton's run over the midfield line in the very first the kickoff return, and then when we couldn't move that ball, couldn't pick up that first down, we seemed to go flat right after that. It was kind of as if that play showed that Arizona, or that series showed that Arizona had come to play and that we were in for a tough battle.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I kind of made an analysis of it. You know, like at Notre Dame, when we fumbled the first snap and they went in so easily to score, it seems like when you get off to a great start like that, you begin to think that it's going to be easy. And the other team, they have great character, and they are coached by Tony Mason, an outstanding guy, and they weren't going to quit. They weren't going to buckle, and it did more to inspire them than it did to deflate them.
A lesser team may have given up in this football game because we did seem down at halftime, and yet we came back, and although we had two marvelous opportunities to score there in the third quarter, didn't take advantage of them on turnovers, came back in the fourth quarter to put this football game away. What adjustments, Jack, if any, did you really make at halftime?
Well, the thing that Bo talked to our players about immediately was the fact that we weren't executing. We weren't playing well at all. Our coverages were good. Our defenses were sound. The plays that we were calling were good. We weren't blocking at the point of attack. We weren't controlling the line of scrimmage either offensively or defensively, and he pointed that out to them. Then we went to our players and tried to show them what they were doing, which wasn't basically different from what they've done the previous four ball games. And I think our players are tremendous quality young men, and they responded to the fact that they weren't executing as well as we should have, and they came out and showed the true character of the football player that we have. I think Bo deserves a great deal of credit, and I think our players deserve a great deal of credit.
That's certainly true, Jack. You're the defensive secondary coach. To be candid, I think you would admit that coming into this season, if we had an area of our football program that was a bit suspect for this year because of the graduation of our senior players last year, it was in the defensive secondary, where you probably had the toughest coaching job on the staff, bringing along a new and young and inexperienced defensive secondary. You must be pleased with their progress to date.
You know, I felt all along that we had good athletes that would be replacing the players that we had last year. Gene Bell had been waiting in the wings for 2 years and is an outstanding athlete, and knew with the right set of circumstances that he would perform well. Mike Harden has been a real pleasant surprise for us. He has broken on the ball as well as we've had any defensive back in the last 3 or 4 years. Mike Jolly has played very consistently on the corner for the last 2 years. The short halfback position, we've gotten good play out of Mark Brayman and Gerald Diggs, whom was injured today with an ankle injury, didn't come back in, but we've gotten good play out of those two young men. So I think it's just a question of these men gaining the type of experience that they need under these conditions. You can't assimilate this kind of situation in any kind of practice. They've got to be here and they've got to experience it, and they've been able to do that.
Well, Jack, the preseason, if you will, the pre-conference season, although we've already got one conference win under our belt, is upon us. We start into the conference games, remaining games in our schedule next week with a very tough Michigan State University football team. You can now start pointing for what you really are in this business for, which is to win the Big Ten championship. The object, of course, in the immediate future is to take on Michigan State here next week. What special preparations will you have this week for the Michigan State game?
Well, the intensity will be really focused on Michigan State. It's an interesting thing to watch our demonstration teams. They seem to get as fired up about this ball game as the young men will be playing the game. They meet, they look at films of Michigan State to try to get their offenses and defenses down as well as they can. The meetings, the players, we don't meet at night as a squad, but they do take projectors at home with them, and they study the routes and study the different defenses. And the week of intensity is tremendous. We don't do really anything differently as far as the time that we spend in preparation for a team, but the intensity on the part of our athletes is tremendous.
Speaking of the condition and the preparation of the athletes, Mel Owens has been out with a pinched nerve, which seems to be quite a serious injury because we haven't seen him, and he went out in another Dame game. We haven't seen him yet. Will we see him in the Michigan State game?
Well, the thing about Mel, he's really, if you look at him, you wouldn't be able to tell that he's injured, but he has a pinched nerve in his neck, and he's lost some strength in his deltoid muscle, and what the doctors fear is that to send him out in that type of condition, he makes him more susceptible to some other type of injury. So they're not going to take any chances until that arm is 100%.
Well, we'll need to be 100% for Michigan State for the rest of the season, and all the chips now are right out there in front of us. And in closing, you know, we may well see this Arizona team again. Notice on their schedule, they do not play Stanford. They do not play Southern Cal. They have one Pac-10 victory under their belt. With perhaps an upset victory over UCLA, this Arizona team would have a real chance at the Pac-10 championship.
Talking to some of their coaches before the game, they felt that they had an outstanding recruiting year last year and brought in some skilled players, their running backs and some split receivers, and they look now for another great recruiting year. I think they feel they're a year away from the type of football team that they would like to be, but as you mentioned, with the schedule in their favor, there's nothing that would make that impossible.
Well, Jack, we have to win our own games if we're going to go to Pasadena and play anyone, so we won't count those chickens, and we won't look for Arizona until that time comes. I want to congratulate you and Bo and the coaches and the other coaches and the team for a magnificent come-behind victory, a wonderful victory over a very tough Arizona team. Thank you for taking the time and talking with us. We'll be right back with Bob Ufer after this word on this, the Michigan Football.